Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from gorgeous, beautiful, sunny Southern California. I have to throw all those words in there.
Because it is all that today.
It is. It's fun right now. This is an awesome time.
Today, Jill and I talk about the truth about the Ugly Houses franchise versus House Academy. We're not supposed to talk about houses.
Yeah, why are
on
we doing
show.
That, right?
You know, because here's why. I did a bunch of research and talked to a bunch of people because we're going to launch House Academy here soon. I'm filming it. I wanted to see, because they're our biggest competitor. When it turns out they're not a competitor at all, when that's what we're going to talk about on the show.
Right.
How they handle things and spoon feed their franchisees.
Well, here's another thing I want to share, too. The reason we're talking about this is because it's a natural progression for Land Academy members. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Some people are kind of winging it and doing it on their own and already doing really well, which is great. And I know when you come up with House Academy, it's just going to take it to the next level.
I'll tell you, if the data piece intrigues you and how we analyze and choose markets to get into on empirical data and almost in real time, mm-hmm. I mean, as close to real time as you can get without spending a fortune and having a PhD in data, you're going to love House Academy because it's Land Academy times four.
Yeah, almost feels like cheating, but it's not.
Exactly. Before we get into the topic, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jackson asks, I've been in commercial real estate my whole life. I've sold apartments, strip centers, and mobile home parks, and even sold businesses for a while. I've never mailed offers to owners. Please explain why this works so well for you versus more traditional methods of finding deals.
Great question.
Yeah. I know. Do you want to?
Yes. No, you go first. You go. I mean, I could spend an hour on this.
Because
you go first.
Okay. The easiest way, Jason or Jackson, that it is for me to describe this is the traditional methods involve you waking up every day, putting your thinking cap on and going and looking for deals. Whether you're driving for dollars, whether you're sending out emails, whether you're fishing, I see people do it all the time, throwing out lines in social media all the time, like especially Facebook saying, hey, does anybody have any deals in the XYZ area? I have buyers, whatever it is. You're going out every day and having to do something and get stuff coming back to you. And side note, what comes back to you is not always what you want. It's often, oh, hey, you know, people want looking for retail prices and, you know, maybe not the right sellers. So what we do is just get our offers out, smoke out who are the interested sellers, get them thinking about our offer so they know what we're prepared to pay, they know who we are, you know, it lays this foundation. So by sending out those offers and then those people call us back, now I really have the ear of the right people and those are the only ones I want to talk to.
I was exactly in your seat, exactly. I was a pretty good commercial real estate broker in commercial investment property. And if you have what it takes in that business, and you clearly do, you certainly have what it takes in this business actually to do much better financially. And it's much more consistent with predictable results that you can analyze and improve on. If you know how to get listings, I think yesterday somebody asked us about this. You know, I can get listings pretty well. Well, if you know how to get commercial real estate listings, this is just another way to seriously enhance it. Actually, it will eventually replace any other way that you do it. So imagine this. You've got a Rolodex of, I don't know, 400 or 500 apartment building owners. So you call them up. The old school way is maybe not your way. Hey, property owner, how you doing? Hey, you want to go play some golf on Wednesday? Can you get away? You've been thinking about selling that property on Main Street? I've got to talk to a buyer. So it's all that salesman, it's all inefficient in my opinion. Wouldn't it be better to just take all 500 of those people, send them an offer that's reasonable, mm-hmm. not crazy, which is what we do, a reasonable offer. Now you hit, and 4 or 5%, 1% of them, 2% of them say yes. You know what? I've been thinking about it. I talked to my son. I talked to my wife. You know why people sell real estate. You're in the business. I do want to sell that property on Main Street, and $1.6 million is great. Mm-hmm. And then you go back to all your other buyers or wherever and you talk about it. So Imagine replacing all those inefficient conversations with just one mailer, and then on the other side, an email that says, yep, sign a listing, 123 Main Street is, and now take it a step further, you buy the building yourself or with a group of investors, and you make a decision based on an asset. Commercial is a little bit more complicated than land, a lot more complicated. Based on the asset, you either improve it or you mark it up and sell it. But either way, you don't pay too much for it.
Right.
You just, our way, and it's what Jill said, takes all the junk out of it. Mm-hmm. And all the inefficiencies and the conversations and the schmoozing and the stuff that
hard
really should
work.
It should, all the stuff that should have stayed within the 21st century, just leave it all there.
Yeah.
It's so much more efficient to do this.
Exactly.
Then, because it's so much more efficient, instead of 200 owners, you could have 200,000 apartment building owners, because it's just as fast to send 200,000 emails out, and it's just as fast to send 200,000 offers out.
Think about this. Where do we do most of our research? I mean, I'm just thinking about the mindset. Why? I don't know why this is so hard for people to imagine, but think of like our way of doing research. I don't know if picking a doctor is the right thing, but
pick on doctors.
How about picking a dry cleaners? Even picking a dry cleaners. Think about this.
I like dry cleaners.
I know. Okay, so how do we do our research? We get on Yelp. We look at reviews. We look at Google. All the good stuff. Do we sit and call customers? Could you imagine? Hi, I'm your neighbor. Or even go door to door. Ask all your neighbors. Can you imagine if you ask all your neighbors?
Do you have any cleaning?
What dry cleaners do you use? And what's your experience? How efficient would that be? Instead of 5 minutes on Yelp, reading reviews, getting a good feel. You know, yeah. It's like, I guess it's different, but I see it as similar. It's we got to change the way we're doing things. And I just don't understand why people still think that we should get in the car and go drive looking for stuff. Or old school picking up the phone. It's like, you know, the phone book. Come on.
I don't think that, honestly, to everyone's credit, I think those people, there might be 5 or 6 people on the internet that are vocal about doing things that way, which we all make fun of. I think the real tragedy in real estate is relying on the person who calls you that day, which is usually a real estate agent, who's usually 20 years younger than you and has no skin in anything, or you rely on the MLS. You know, the MLS has been around forever.
Yeah.
It's just put it on the internet not that long ago. So I think a lot of people think, oh, well, that's all brand new and this is 21st century stuff. No, I was around when the MLS was in a book. Mm-hmm. They would publish it like a phone book every month or so.
Right.
Every 2 weeks. So you have to keep on. The point is, and I think we're both saying it in a different way, just stay ahead of the whole thing.
Yeah.
There will be a new thing 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And we will release another program because we're constantly talking to people and thinking about better ways to do this.
I'm going to add one more point to Jackson's question is that what people don't realize, sending an offer, there are so many sellers out there, mom and pop, and other in traditional companies that might own a mobile home park or a strip center or an apartment building, believe it or not, that like and appreciate getting an offer. Don't think that this only applies to land or it only applies to this. Only applies to, you know,
some people who don't want to
elderly sellers or something. I've even heard people think of like really try to get strategic about this and say, I'm going to send it to people that, you know, I can tell they've owned the property for 40 years, so they've got to be at least 60. You know what I mean? Stuff like weird things like that. And or something, and like thinking that they're going to hit this community, like, oh, forget it. Don't even go that far. You know, I like getting these offers. You know, there's somebody like me, you know, and it's okay. It works, I guess, for all different property types and stuff too.
It's so scalable too.
Yes, that's the best. Yeah, gosh, if your phone's not ringing enough, you don't have enough deals, just send out more mail. It's not expensive. It's so valuable. Your time is valuable.
Hey, don't take our word for it. Go out on landinvestors.com, not a plug, and ask people, is this a bunch of malarkey?
Just say, how does this work for this?
Do these
and
guys
they'll tell
make
you.
It, do these two schmoes on the radio, do they make us?
I'm not a schmo.
Oh, okay, the schmo and the pretty one. Do they make it sound too
You're
easy?
You're not a schmo.
What's the catch?
I know. You know what the catch is? I'll tell you right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. You have to work at it.
Well, it costs money.
Well, that's
not free to send a mailer out.
No, it's not free, but
like
still,
80% of the people.
I purposely think that people get hung up on there are steps. I'm here to tell you there are steps. You got to do it right. But once you get it going, you'll make some mistakes, fix it, move on.
Today's topic, the truth about the Ugly Houses franchise versus House Academy that's about to be released. This is the meat of the show.
At the end of this year, I believe.
At the end of this year.
Or January.
Maybe January.
I'm not sure.
So I'm filming Land Academy right now and putting 2.0. The whole program together. Land Academy 2.0 and House Academy at the same time. And I'm doing research on the Ugly Houses franchise. It costs $50,000 to get into it, but get this.
That's cheap.
There's an 800 number. Here's their whole model. And I'm not knocking it because deals get done this way. They've sold 700 franchises. It costs $50,000 to get into it, and you sign off on a lot of stuff. But here's what people like about it, or don't like about it. You decide if this is for you or not, and I'll compare it to House Academy.
And let us know what you think.
$50,000 to buy in. They train you for a couple weeks. So far, so good. You could spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on a fast food restaurant and get nowhere. So that part of it's not so bad. They promise you, and they deliver. They have an 800 number, and they promise that they will spend X amount of money on advertising to make sure their phone rings, which makes sure your phone rings. And that works. All the leads come into this 800 number from television and from other ways that they advertise. When they get property leads in your little franchise area, let's just say it's Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, they get it in. They negotiate the deal, they make an offer, they secure the transaction, and they send it to you. You're the end. They send it all, the transaction that they have created or screwed up, depending on how you look at it, to you for you to solve and make money on. All in all, not such a bad idea.
Yeah. They're weeding it out and you're paying for leads kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the positive things that I heard franchisees say are, boy, I could have never negotiated that deal myself. They take the negotiation out of it.
Okay.
Here's our version. Here's the Land Academy, House Academy version. We take you to the water, to the water, mm-hmm. and we teach you how to fish. We don't give you a fish every day.
Only
one. You can
one.
Teach a man a fish, or you can teach him how to fish, and he eats for a lifetime.
That's true.
That cliche.
And we can hold back your fish. They hold back the fish. Yeah. We don't hold back the fish.
Or we give you a little fish once in a while, maybe a big fish if it's a good day.
We might keep the pretty ones for ourselves.
This is what we teach.
Right? We don't do that. No, seriously.
We don't play games like that.
I know.
And I'm not knocking their way.
I'm just
their
using
way
your
because
fish.
It's successful. They've been around for a long time.
But they could keep the pretty ones for themselves.
No, they don't do deals. They advertise. I understand your point. They don't cherry pick. They do not do deals, they promise you.
Well then that's not good. How do I know they know their stuff if they're not doing deals with me?
I mean, that's my big question is, so if you're so good at negotiating these deals,
why aren't you doing the deals?
So there's that that always concerns me. Anyway,
yeah, that makes
let me finish this.
So here. The money is in me, not the deal. Oh, I have some questions there too.
So our way is this. We teach you how, and right alongside, we teach you how to review data, analyze data. We give you all the tools and the resources, the exact same ones that we have. I mean, every single
one.
There's not resources that we have that our members don't have. There's none. Except experience. And some of our members are more experienced than us, and they make more money than us. So, it's all about the data. In full blown, right on the screen, hours of exactly how I pick a market and why, how I line it up against, and I'll take 10, 20 zip codes in one little MSA or one little town or city, and why three of them make the cut, the other ones don't. There's all kinds of statistical reasons. Then we actually go through how to send mail out, how to choose the data. We use DataTree for houses. You get a subscription with that when you sign up with the whole thing. So again, now you can take, if you're in Ohio, you can take it and do it in Indiana. You can take it and do it in Northern California. When you're done learning how to do it. Here's the thing. Here's my final point. You have to be smart. You have to know data. This is not house festers. What is it called? We buy ugly houses, and it's not
home investors.
Just pick up the phone and finish the deal.
Right.
You know, this is full-blown real estate. You're a real estate investor under our group, and we provide the tools, education and tools to do everything.
It's your own company.
Every single thing. It's your own company.
Yeah.
So, I'm not knocking those guys, and I never will, but I just don't see them as competitors. Plus, it's like five times more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, literally.
Yeah. We don't know what ours is going to cost, though.
It's not going to cost.
It's not going to be.
That's
50.
Actually conservative, so.
Yeah. That's cheap. But they must have monthly things,
they
too.
They do.
And I wonder if you have to buy leads. I bet there's all kinds of little things that they, because if they're making that much money off it, not doing deals, that's one of my questions.
Their top producers do about 60 to 100 deals a year.
Right.
Their top, like, 20
What if
producers.
It's a commission? You know what I mean? It's like a broker or like, say you work for Sotheby's or something. Yeah, they get a little piece of the action.
I don't want to confuse everyone, Jill.
Sorry.
I did a ton of research on this. So there's no commissions and there's no licenses.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
There's a lot of disclosure and a lot of lawyers involved.
Oh.
They provide the contracts. They really, really send you a banker's box full of procedures and policies and how to do stuff. And by the way, you are an Ugly Houses franchise member now, and you have to do it our way.
Not
because it's a reflection on us. There's just not just you out there. And so,
who's a perfect candidate for that then?
A real estate agent.
Okay. Okay.
Or a former real estate agent. People who don't want to learn Excel. They do not want to understand data. They don't want to learn it. They have no interest in doing a mailer. What they want is they want to wake up in the morning and their phone rings.
Right.
And
their
deal's all, it's pre-negotiated.
Go to 123 Main Street, see Mr.
Smith,
Jones.
We've done all this. Yeah. Here's the contract. I'm sending it over. Would you like it or not?
Okay.
And then they close it and resell it. It's made for people who, HGTV people.
Ah.
Who want to renovate houses. And we don't want to do that. That's a waste of time. We're data people.
Yeah. We are. I like getting the deal first. It's funny how often that happens. I just had it happen today. I had a guy like wanted to get on my buyer's list. I'm like, sure, okay, great. And he's like, hey, do you want to be on as a flip side, do you want to be on my buyer's list? I'm like, not really. He found me in bigger pockets. And I'm like, why would I want to do that? That means you got there first. No, thank you. I don't think he understands how it
That's
works.
Awesome, Jeff. How about, do you want to be, I'm going to play in your pond. You want to come over here? No.
No, not really. Like, why would I do that? So
I brought this up last week. So this whole Jerry Seinfeld thing with these comedians in cars thing.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a big Seinfeld fan, but it's so compelling to watch people who have been successful in this whole comedian environment / TV environment. And he says, he's talking to one of these comedians having coffee, and he looks at the guy and says, you know, I've never seen a sitcom in my life. And the other comedian's like, what are you talking about? You're the most successful sitcom of all time ever in television history. He said, yeah, I don't really like sitcoms.
I miss that one.
That's just like you're like, yeah, I don't. No.
Yeah, no, thanks.
We know how to get our own stuff.
Yep, we do.
So is it pretty glaringly evident, the differences? I think so. We apply the same exact principles to Land Academy. There's no competition for Land Academy.
That's true.
I mean, none. I don't know. There's other people you can learn from, but that's about it. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow,
where we discuss...
I lost my place.
The truth about land acquisitions. And we answer your questions posted on landinvestors.com. That is our online community, and it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Every time I get passionate, I lose my place. 15 things going on here.
I feel like I didn't mean to tick you off.
What?
Okay, like I was asking questions, and you're like, not now, ixnay on those.
No, I just don't. No, no.
Well, I'm just was being devil's advocate and asking some questions, so.
No, I just have all, I don't want to confuse everyone. You know, I think the whole, what you said is, you nailed it. Who's it for then?
Yeah.
And it's for real estate agents.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Non-data people.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.